It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's time for quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And now's the time to celebrate, because that's right, football is here. To kick off football's 101st season, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all users a no-brainer to start the season. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now, because you don't want to miss out. DraftKings Sportsbook has moved the spread to Kansas City plus 101 points for all users. So even if Kansas City loses by 100 points, you still win with DraftKings Sportsbook. That's a no-brainer. Plus, DraftKings is giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all users who enter their free football survivor pool. You don't want to miss out on that. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Make sure you use promo code KSN to take advantage of this no-brainer of an offer. That's promo code KSN to get in on all the action for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Greg Pickle. And Greg, in the first quarter, we talked about the latest recruiting news. Let's take a deeper dive into the 2022 class. I mean, 2021 hasn't even finished up, but why not? I like to be positive about things, and there's a lot more positive with the 2022 class. Off to a very fast start, and prior to Talley's announcement, ranked third in the country with those five commits. And just to go over them real quick, it was Drew Shelton, the four-star offensive tackle from Downingtown, Caden Saunders, four-star wide receiver from Ohio, Jerry Cross, four-star tight end, Wisconsin, Holden Stays, four-star tight end from Atlanta, and Bo Prabula, three-star quarterback from York. That, my friend, is a fantastic start.
Yeah, it sure is, Jim. You got that right. I mean, I don't really know if you're a Penn State fan how much more you could have expected from the Lions at this point in that cycle. I mean, yeah, there's some other five-star guys out there that they want. Let's not forget, too, there's a five-star in Pennsylvania in this cycle, and the five-star defensive end from Philadelphia, Nai White, and there's some other highly rated four-star kids in the state of Pennsylvania that Penn State's going to go after. And by the way, they already got one of them in Drew Shelton. You know, you have Mekhi Flowers of Steel High, standout. You have the Ivy kid from Mannheim Central, another four-star. This group is impressive on paper, and it's impressive when you turn on the film with these guys. And so, you know, again, I think you have to be just mindful of the fact that it's going to be a while until these kids can commit, Jim. But once they, once this group can get back on campus again and start recruiting some other players, Jim, I think people are going to be really impressed with just all Penn State can offer and just what they can do as it relates to getting these kids together and using that experience of, you know, one collective group to push forward and find more kids to add to this class.
Well, let's look at the folks who've already committed. Last week, I know we got to see Caden Saunders Caden Saunders had a tremendous start. What was it, four touchdowns in the first quarter or something crazy like that? Let's start there. He's been compared to KJ Hamler. Not a bad place to be compared to.
No, Jim, I think that would be, I think that's a comparison that a lot of kids would take these days. There's no question about that. So, yeah, obviously a really good talent and a kid who has really impressed a lot of people when it comes to everything he's able to do both on and off the football field. But, yeah, he's the kind of guy that you can just imagine him in Kirk Soraka's offense, everything he's able to do and everything he's capable of. And so I think that it'll be fun for Penn State fans to follow him this offseason and really get a feel for what he's able to do, when he's able to do it, and how well he can get, around defenders and get open in space and make himself open. You know, one thing Penn State struggled with at times over the last few years, Jim, is finding receivers who are able to get themselves open in space. And it looks to me like this is one guy who certainly is able to do that at the high school level, and there's no reason to think he won't be able to do it at the college level too.
Also very interesting in the first couple commitments, two tight ends. Jerry Cross, four-star tight end from Wisconsin, interestingly enough, and Holden Stays, a four-star tight end from Atlanta. So you got two guys from what I'll call the non-Penn State recruiting areas and two tight ends. Surprised at all by that?
Yeah, a little bit, to be honest with you. I mean, I think obviously, you know, if we've heard anything about a coach in terms of being among the best up-and-coming recruiters and developers of talent, it's Tyler Bowen, the tight ends coach at Penn State. Been here for a few years now and obviously has had a hand in developing a number of guys and helped Pat Freiermuth become an All-American. And so he's able to point to a lot of successes both as a recruiter and as a position coach. When you can do that, Jim, and you have the kind of engagement personality that he does, you're going to end up with some guys that are maybe outside of your typical footprint, or maybe guys who you normally wouldn't have a chance to be in front of in a normal recruiting cycle. But he's found a way to do it. Jerry Cross, Holden Stays, two really good talents, Jim, that I think Penn State fans are going to enjoy watching for years to come.
Another aspect to this class is the early commitment of a quarterback, which is often important because that guy, he's the one who often turns into the leader. He's often the guy who recruits other players. And that is Bo Prabula, a three-star quarterback from York. I know Penn State fans often have this knee-jerk reaction, ah, he's only a three-star. But this appears to be a guy that Penn State was after early. And I've learned not to question Penn State on their quarterback recruits. They seem to do a pretty good job there.
Yeah, there's 100% right. Jimmy hit the nail right on the head. Clearly, they liked what Bo Prabula could do, both as you know, a quarterback and also as a leader of this class. Again, a guy who they are really impressed with off the field, too. And so Kirk Soraka came in, and it seemed pretty clear from the jump that that he knew who his guy, you know, he knew what guy he wanted to get, and he went out and got him. And this is a local PA kid who is really fun to watch. And the other thing with him is, Jim, you know, he has some background and history of playing some different positions. And so one thing you sometimes worry about when you recruit a quarterback is that, you know, if it doesn't work out under center for this guy, is he going to be able to, you know, is he going to be able to transition at all to a different position if he can't get on the field as a quarterback? Is he that kind of guy like a Tommy Stevens who, even though maybe he doesn't start at quarterback right away, he can still help your team at other positions? And I think Prabula can do that. So I wouldn't be shocked if this ended up being a two-quarterback class for Penn State, Jim. Now, it's tough at times to get another high-profile quarterback to commit to a class that already has a quarterback in place, and especially true that it's going to be true at Penn State, where they have a pretty good number of guys on the depth chart anyway, and you know, so that's going to come into play too. So, you know, I think it may be. Then you add in the unknowns and the unexpected of this whole extra year of eligibility for the Big Ten guys who don't play this fall, and it becomes even more of a challenge. So, won't shock me if they'd get a second quarterback. Also, won't surprise me if it's just Prabula in this class. But if you're only going to take one, he's a darn good one to have.
All right, let's. You alluded to a few of the players in Pennsylvania that have not committed yet that Penn State is looking at and are very high on. Let's start with this. How is it pronounced? Anai White?
Yes.
The five-star defensive end from Philadelphia. Where does Penn State stand with him?
Yeah, I think they're in pretty good shape with him, too. But I think it's going to be a little bit more difficult to get him than it was some of these other guys in this class. I think he is probably going to be a guy, Jim, who does wait it out and take visits and ensure that he sees everything he wants to see before announcing a commitment. So I'd be hard-pressed to believe that he's a guy who commits before the start of his senior season gets a lot closer to us next year. So far, so good. And they obviously have some good connections to the Philadelphia area now with Deion Barnes on staff as a graduate assistant. But I don't know if that one's going to be as lock solid as maybe some of these other guys were in hindsight.
Well, a couple other players that you mentioned were wide receivers Pennsylvania players, Mickey Flowers, a four-star out of Harrisburg, Anthony Ivey, a four-star out of Lancaster. Where does Penn State stand with those two?
Yeah, again, in good shape, but I think the obvious concern there, the obvious concern there is that, as we've talked about, not just already today on this show, but also in the past, Jim, that they've always at times sat really well with high school players, and especially PA ones, and then all of a sudden, poof, everything up and changes in the drop of a hat. So, Flowers has been sharing a lot of Penn State stuff on social media of late. He's always quick to point out that he's not committed to Penn State yet, but I think he's a guy who will let the process play out a little bit and see his options and enjoy the process in terms of, being able to go places and check things out as an uncommitted guy compared to a committed guy. And so I don't really think he's in a rush to make a call, but I'll be shocked if he ends up anywhere but Penn State. As with Ivy, I think, again, the Lions sit in fine shape there, but he doesn't seem to be as, I don't want to say interested in the recruiting game, because that's maybe not the right way to put it, but he certainly doesn't, he's in no great rush or hurry to get his thoughts out there on where things stand. So he's going to be a little bit of a tougher one to read.
Well, it certainly looks good. You have two tight end commitments already. You already have a wide receiver commitment. You look pretty good with a couple more wide receivers. Let's take a look at running back. One of the names is Nicholas Singleton. He's a four-star running back from Reading. Where is Penn State sitting with him?
Yeah, I would say they might be a little bit more behind the eight ball. A little bit more behind the eight ball there than most would think. But again, it's kind of hard to get a read on that recruitment because, again, I just look at it as he's a guy who seemingly wants to take visits and he's not going to be able to at least two more months, if not more. So he's one guy, Jim, I have not talked to a whole bunch. And so it's kind of hard for me to say, it's kind of difficult for me to sit here and say exactly where things stand between him and Penn State. I know he's interested in Penn State, but again, he's not one of those guys who is overly interested in sharing where things stand. So we'll see there.
Well, another running back, and again from Penn State's traditional recruiting area in Virginia, is someone by the name of Tevin White. Where is he with Penn State?
Yeah, kind of the same thing there. It's interesting because so many of these guys we've seen have already either made a commitment or they cut down their list or so on and so forth. And now we're getting into more of the guys who aren't in as big a rush to decide. So it's going to make this cycle interesting for Penn State, Jim. Again, another guy I think they sit fine with, but, we got to remember, too, how far away these kids are from signing. So not everyone's going to be as eager to cut their list down as some other guys are.
And it's very understandable if they want to wait until after the season when they can start making visits again. All right, that's it for quarter number two. Quarter number three, it's time to ask Greg.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Two of MMA's most respected fighters step into the octagon this weekend at UFC 252. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can bet $1 to win $252 on this weekend's main event. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. To kick off football's 101st season, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, has moved the spread to Kansas City plus 101 points for all users. If Kansas City loses by 100 points, you still win. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.